Hey guys, this is Ivana Walker, and I want to welcome you to Ivana's Thoughts. If you are taking time out of your day to listen to me today, I want to give you a huge thank you. If you have tuned in before, again, thank you for your support. If you are new to the podcast, take some time, listen to the past episodes, and I also want to thank you for tuning in. So before I get started, I had two people DM me questions about the last episode. So I want to address those first, and then we'll get on with our topic. But let's see. Again, now if you have not had a chance to listen to the last episode, go back. I think it was a really good episode, but it was about my struggles through finding my way to self-care. My first question was from Nina, and she asked, when did you get comfortable speaking out about your depression and anxiety? And then I'm also going to tell you the second question because it kind of goes hand in hand. The second question was from Ash, and she asked, how do you know someone is the right person to talk to? Now, again, the reason why I want to address both of these, because they do go hand in hand to me. So honestly, if I had to put a time period to when I became comfortable really speaking out about it to like others, I will say that happened this year. Now, this had taken me a very, very long time, but I have a friend that she has always been there since high school, and because she gave me a safe space, judgment free, and she honestly understood more than anyone else, that's why I went to her. I'm all about like energy and, you know, just the energy someone gives off when you speak to them about certain things. And she was the person who was listening and noticing that something was wrong, as if she could sense it. Her intentions were completely genuine. And honestly, I think she became my person to go to because she was going through very similar things. And there were times where I tried hinting to it to someone close to me before, and they gave me a response that did not sit well, and it took me a really long time to even try again. So my best friend has always been that person that's like has been open and like I said, gave me a judgment-free zone whenever it came for me to speak out about my anxiety, my depression, and the things I was going through. Now, it took me a long time after talking to this person who gave me a response that didn't sit well because I was already not super open about it. So as I hinted around it and stuff like that, and they gave me that response, it kind of just put me back in a space where I was like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't talk about this because no one really understands, and there's no reason to talk about it if all they're gonna give me is sympathy when that's not what I'm looking for. I say that if you feel like the person is genuine and gives you the right energy and the right space, then give them a chance and build that trust. Because you never know, like, they might be the person who can save you from yourself in your darkest moments, and they will most likely also be the person that will celebrate your brightest moments. I hope that answered your question, guys, but if you have any more questions or anything, feel free to send them to me. I have a voice message link on my podcast that you can go in. And if you send me a voice message, I'll probably include it in my podcast. And if not, if you don't feel comfortable with that, DM me and I will be more than happy to answer those questions. Now, to the topic of today. Expectations are a motherfucker. I say that because I've been realizing that more and more lately. So let me start from the top. So this past year had been one of the worst years of my life for many reasons. The actions of others and my handling of those actions really messed me up and put me in a world of like crazy. Now that I'm on like this journey of healing and all that, like it's been tough realizing some things, some patterns and things like that that I've been able to be aware of, or more aware of now. Now that it has marked a year since I decided to move forward differently with a few things than I thought I would from the beginning, I don't know, I have been like, I don't know, just really thinking about my life and how I got to that place that I was then and the place that I am now. I realized that at some point I had these expectations for people that I could not really control, right? Like I don't mean control like my expectations, but control those people that I have those expectations for. Now let me make something clear before I move forward. When I say this, I do not want you to think that I'm asking you or telling you that I'm not telling you to like lower the bar for people, because as a person, you know what you want in your life, and those around you should know the boundaries that you have set in order to keep your peace and like your comfort in life. What I'm saying is, though, is that I expected the people around me to give me the same respect or treat me a certain way that I did them because I loved them and trusted them. And when they failed to meet those expectations, I just took this personally. And that is where I went wrong. The thing is that people are going to mess up, obviously, right? I mean, we're not perfect. Now, I say taking it personally was my biggest mistake because people's actions have everything to do with them and usually nothing to do with you. Or in my case, it did. It was that, like it had nothing to do with me. But I was so caught up in like anger that I felt from people letting me down time after time. And that I didn't give myself time to like sit back and think about how they made these choices for their sake and not mine. So, like I said, I took it personally, which again led me to a world of crazy or pain. And that's not healthy. I think often we have this narrative in our minds of people where or how they fit in our lives, certain ways. I think often these narratives can be kind of like a cloud because honestly, they are not responsible for your narrative of them. Listen, there will be times where your loved ones will do some messed up shit, but we are responsible for dealing with it, or like just deciding whether we can forgive them or move on or both. right? Like, okay, so I wanted to talk about this today because I have, like I said before, I have realized that I'm still doing this. I'm setting expectations and getting upset when people do not meet them off rip. For example, now again, this is a very innocent and minor example of this. Like, I feel like my son is one of the smartest kids on this planet. I just, that sweet baby is just so smart. I set really high expectations for him. And honestly, I cannot say that I will stop doing that. But the other day, we were having a discussion, and I asked him about something that I knew he already knew. You know, just kind of just, oh, excuse me, just kind of testing him. Well, he did not give me the answer that I thought he would because, honestly, it was because he genuinely forgot. But I was just so upset. Like, I was literally like just so upset. And now I was about to go off because, again, I just knew he knew. There was no, in my head, there was no reason for him to forget when he already knew this information. It took everything in me not to, but at this point, I noticed how getting upset was not going to do anything. So I asked him other questions and kind of guided him to where he can at least try to remember. And we got there eventually. So this is, like I said, this is a really tiny example of it. But when I noticed that if I would have gotten mad because he did not meet my expectations, I would have not given him the space to grow. And honestly, he would have probably been super discouraged and wouldn't have gotten, and it just, the discussion wouldn't have gotten anywhere, right? It would just be full of anger. And that's not what I want. That's not healthy for my baby. Now, looking back, I am realizing that I do this a whole lot with those closest to me, and really just them, because I just don't do this with people I don't hold a relationship with. I say that to say this. We are all responsible for ourselves, our choices, and how we react to the failures of the people we hold near and dear to us. Now, I think this is where communication in any relationship you have is key. And I know you guys hear that a lot, but it really is so important. Whether it is family, friendships, marriage, situationships, whatever. Once someone does not meet that expectation or the narrative you have in your head, again, that they're not even responsible for, because we're all humans. It is important to make it clear to them the line that they had crossed or how their actions made you feel. Because once you express that, it's either they take it or, again, you move on. Because if you cannot express that, then it's probably something that you need to move on from. If you decide that what they did hurt you to the point that the relationship just cannot be maintained, make sure that you're able to heal from the situation or whatever without their help or closure or whatever, because that is also something that they do not owe you, right? And I think oftentimes that's what we do. We try to look for closure and try to seek it in other people when honestly, no one owes you closure. That is something that you need to find on your own if your decision was to move on from that situation. if you decide that it is possible to keep this relationship, then communicate with this person what bothered you, what will it, and let them know, like, what will it take to move forward. Like I said before, like setting boundaries and actually sticking to them, because oftentimes that's also something that we do. We have like this soft spot for the people we care about. So once they kind of cross the line, you give them another chance, and then they do it again and you give them another chance. Well, I think that's something that we need to make sure that we stick to. If it's a line that we put there for them not to cross, if there's a boundary that they need to respect, make sure that you're doing your part in ensuring that they do respect that boundary. The reason this is so important is because if you are not clear and completely open about it, then you will most likely build resentment, which will then lead to the person doing something that can trigger you in the future. This is not healthy, and it will cause you a whole lot more pain than it will peace. And I know that the place that I am in, I want peace more than anything else. And if you know me, I know that, you know that I am not the greatest communicator, and I'm working on that, because I don't express things. I don't really give too many chances. I just let it be and move on. And I'm learning to not be so cutthroat about that stuff, because I need to make sure that I'm giving people at least the chance to prove to me that they belong in my life, or they're willing to grow to kind of fit into my life peacefully. Like I said, if you don't make things clear, the relationship will probably go sour, and either way, you're in a world of more pain and more anger. And I'm not an expert, and I'm only talking from experience. To be honest, I know I have let my loved ones down a time before, and vice versa. Again, we're not perfect. I have lost many relationships because of the actions that I took, and vice versa. And to be honest, like, I literally do not talk to a whole side of my family because they are toxic, and it is not something that I want in my life. And again, this is because I made that choice for my own peace, for my family to have that peace away from the chaos and everything that they brought. I knew that the things that they had done was not something that I could forgive, so I removed them from my life. And I didn't give it another chance because I know patterns, right? Like, once you know people, patterns. And if this is something that happens continuously, then I mean, we have to make that choice. Like, do I want to keep going through this, or do I move on? On the other hand, like I said, I have also lost friendships because of things that I have done, and I had to grow to be okay with the fact that I can also be the person who did not do the right thing. I have the capability of being the bad guy in someone else's life, and that is a hard pill to swallow. I think often I think more times than we like to admit that we have failed someone. And like I said, that's for me, it is really hard because I pride myself in how I treat others, and I just no one likes being the bad person at all. But again, we're all humans and we make mistakes, and we have to make sure that we're moving forward in a way that is positive for ourselves. And right now I'm realizing that there are some things that I need to make adjustments to for me to move forward in a positive way. And one of those things, like I said, was my expectations or the narrative I have of others and my communication to make sure that what I expect from someone is clear, and that once that is crossed or that trust is broken, that I move forward from that in a way that there was no confusion. You know what I'm saying? Like they knew exactly what I expected. Once their actions tell me that they don't care, I need to make sure that I'm putting me first, and that I'm deciding on whether to move forward or move on based on that, and make peace with the decision that I make. I challenge you guys to become aware of the things that you do that may hinder some of your relationships, or some things that you let others get away with and does not make you feel good, so that you can really take charge and make sure that you communicate with those people or ask those people questions on how the relationship that you guys have can get better. And again, this is not just for a relationship that you have with like a significant other. This is also with friendships, with families, I mean, coworkers, whatever it is. Make sure that you have set these clear boundaries, and that you make it super clear that once it's crossed, this is what you're doing, and that's it. And stick with it. Again, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys listening to me today. If you have questions, hit me up. And yeah, have a great week. Bye.